Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hello again, everybody. Nice to have you back with us. We are excited because Andrea Regal is coming back to talk with us today. She's going to explain some things that I don't quite understand, and maybe a lot of you won't understand it either. She's an amazing lady who was a guest with us not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago. She founded Applied Universal Alchemy, which is based on the present premise of global evolution through personal evolution. And she says that every physical discomfort, be it in your body or in your relationships or whatever, finances, is a guidepost leading you to explore and discover your own unique truth on the path of spiritual development. Now, that's a lot to be said. And there are some other terms that Andrea uses a lot. And she has an amazing website. It really is a cool website, to put it mildly. Her formal education in clinical psychology and sociology, combined with her holistic healing and spiritual studies from a very early age, led her to private practice integrating somatic psychology, Barbara Brennan energy medicine, healing touch, metaphysics, and a lot of things of that type. There's a long list of things she's very knowledgeable about. Anyway, I'm going to get her to explain a lot of this. Each session that she conducts, they are psychoalchemy sessions, an energy field interface with higher consciousness of the body through nonlinear models of healing, allowing for shifts on physical, mental, and emotional levels. Barbara, I don't know what Andrea, I don't know what we were just saying there. Come back on here and help me out. I spoke to you 2 weeks ago. You were great. Now I need you to do some definitions for me. What am I talking about? Help me out a little bit. This is pretty deep.
Which term are you referring to? Hello, and it's so good to talk to you again, and I just love the opportunity to be able to share and answer questions. So what term or what aspect of what you just stated is jumping
right
out?
Yeah, I'm going to take you through this paragraph. You offer psychoalchemy sessions, an energy field interface with a higher consciousness of the body through nonlinear models of healing, allowing for shifts on physical, mental, and emotional levels. Let's take that word by word so the people out there listening are thinking to themselves, what did Doug just say? We're going to define this. Help me out, okay? What is a psychoalchemy session? Explain that for me.
Well, the alchemy comes in where in any given moment, you have many things going on in your life. You have many influences, both on the physical level and on a collective level, or that which is going on in the collective consciousness. And by collective consciousness, I'm referring to the sum of all the people on this planet. We are facing certain world situations. We're facing different situations in our individual countries. And those actually correspond to the individual wounds or issues that we have within us. And the alchemy comes in that that's all in the crucible, if you will. It's all a mixture. I've had clients come in and be enraged by what's going on in politics. And as we explore in what I refer to as nonlinear, meaning that we're not just talking about it from a mental place. And as we're going through the process, we're able to bring the core emotion from their response to an outer aggravation, let's say, and it directly corresponds to a similar experience as a child. And I know that says a lot, but for example, that anger at the politics that they feel you know, are unjust and they're lying and they're not giving the opportunity to my client to be able to do what he wants to do in his life. Let's say that was the anger. And when we source it back, that's the same experience of that child, that their parent was not giving them the opportunity to express themselves and be who they are. They were controlling or feeling very, the child was feeling very controlled and very powerless. So that the presentation in the outer world, i.e. the politics, is actually the catalyst to be able to bring that emotional patterning deep set within the body and the energy field. And when that's brought forward, it can be transmuted.
Okay. You know, I pointed out your formal education is in clinical psychology and sociology. When did you start getting this deep into all of these subjects? You didn't learn that in college, did you, originally, when you were studying clinical psychology?
No, I didn't, but I had the great good fortune of growing up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and there were many different sources and resources and, you know, a wide range of international offerings as well as intellectual, et cetera. So it's always been somewhere in my world to explore beyond what is just in front of me. And these further studies were coinciding with my formal studies. And at that time, this was many years ago, you did not bring spirituality or deep emotional issues into therapy. And even to this day, traditional therapy is mainly focused on a cognitive awareness and behavioral modification, and thereby being able to control the issue. Even some of the more let's say complementary medicine or alternative medicine approaches as coaching, healing. Again, it is still more cognitive and behavioral, perhaps from a different angle, but it's still a question of doing something with a piece of you that both worlds deem wrong or as something that you need to get rid of. And from this perspective of the work that I do, quite the contrary. It is a means by which you discover more of you. It is a soul purpose placed issue or aspect of you in your world.
Okay, I got it. Is it accurate to say that basically when you bring it all down to just a couple of words, that you specialize in spiritual healing? Wouldn't that be right?
Yes and no. Ultimately, everything from the perspective of this work is to bring forward our own spiritual nature, our connection to our inner world, our intuitive abilities to be able to choose from who we truly are rather than outward influences or confinements by society, our community, et cetera, or our religion. So, yes, it is ultimately to bring someone to their deeper spiritual presencing and connection.
Okay. Let me ask you, what brings clients to you for help? What are they looking for? What do they want to get from you that they don't get elsewhere?
Most of my clients that actually find me and commit to this work are those that have done work in other areas, be it with traditional therapy or other healing modalities, and it's just not reaching where they know kind of the problem sits. They keep repeating patterns over and over again. It gets modified and adjusted to a certain extent, but then they're back in that same pattern, be it in work or relationships or finances or their career. And this instead of just dealing with the issue at an intellectual level or a cognitive level, which is what, you know, our Western society emphasizes, the mind, the brain. And that is not really where these patterns got set in, because if we were so young as children, we did not have that level of mental or cognitive development. So this is in the body. It's in your energy field. And you have to bypass that brain to be able to access those places within you. At the same time, you have a defense system that was created as a child, so that you did not have to continuously feel that pain or anger or fear again and again and again and again. So the defense system is a protector. However, once you're an adult, it actually is obsolete, because you are able to feel those deep emotions and transmute them into their, let's say, more constructive, more positive, more creative aspects. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that helped. That you are so knowledgeable in this subject. I'm really very impressed with what you do. And let me ask you again to define a little. I'm going to read something here. The sessions that you conduct, they're called alchemical. Is that the right pronunciation? Alchemical transmutation immersion sessions. That sounds rather deep. But those sessions incorporate eclectic modalities of psychoenergetics to reveal the deeper knowing within the psyche, transforming the body and energy field to create a radical shift in one's perspective of reality. Now, that's a mouthful. What's a simple way to explain what all of that means? Okay? Help me out.
A lot of the basis of what I do is very Jungian, you know, from Carl Jung. And there was he referred to transpersonal, meaning, again, what I was mentioning earlier, is that which is going on within us is also going on in the larger picture, or the collective. Now, mm-hmm. when we're working with just, again, in the psyche, you can, again, just talk things out, but that doesn't get you very far. We have an energy field. Just as the earth has an energy field, that's the whole thing about the ozone, et cetera. We're trying to not let that ozone break down and have the sun's radiation. We have an energy field similarly in our body. And in ancient traditions, Hindu, even ancient Greece, where, you know, they're really working with the deeper levels of the being, the energy field has a specific anatomy and physiology. There are energy centers in the body, chakras, which you may have heard of, and they are energy transducers. They take the energy that's in our everyday world life, and they transduce it down to be able to feed physical organs and tissues. However, underneath that, or behind that, are psycho-emotional and psycho-spiritual correspondences to each of those energy centers. So, for example, the second chakra, which is kind of in the lower abdomen, that has aspects that correspond to our creativity, to our power, not our personal power, not power over things, our sexual identity, our finances. So there's a lot sitting in that area of the system. And when, as children, we get wounded or have trauma, it distorts that energy center. And it's kind of like a wheel on a car. It goes out of alignment, and then it is not feeding those particular organs that it corresponds to, as well as presenting in an emotional way in our lives. So when we go past the brain and get into the physical body, the energy body, the emotional body, then we're able to get to the root of the root of the issue and change it permanently. And that's what I'm referring to when I say changing reality, because my clients thereafter do not see the world in the same way. They don't feel about themselves in the same way. And they're not constantly having to be on top of their behavior and changing it. They're literally physically different, emotionally different.
Interesting. Very interesting, to say the least.
Clarified it a little bit.
What's a session with you like? By the way, do you work with people on, you know, is it on the telephone? Is it in person? Do you do Zoom or things like that? How do you conduct sessions with
yes.
people?
Yes, to
all
of
three.
The above.
Yes.
In the old days, we used Skype, or I had most of my clients came in person. As
exactly.
things have developed and my, you know, reach has gone wider, and the pandemic, you know, kind of forced everyone to work on Zoom. So, yes, most of my sessions at this point are done on Zoom. Those type of sessions that you're just referring to, the immersion sessions, those are long sessions because we are working to get past that defense system that I mentioned. And the client is learning in this process how to understand the language of their subconscious, unconscious, and what I refer to as beyond conscious. And that language is not nice linear sentences like we normally converse in. It comes forward. Library that it pulls from are the experiences and knowledge firsthand and secondarily through parents that the individual has. So, you know, a blue blanket to you is not necessarily going to mean the same thing that it does to someone else. But when we're in session and we're deep in there and all of a sudden a blue blanket comes to mind or comes to sight, then that's a clue and a piece of information that can help us in the process to reach the actual point at which that pattern got fixated in the system. Because otherwise you're just working on the surface and it's adjusting it or controlling the issue, but it's not materially changing it.
Okay. Another question is, when people come for a session with you, does one session, you know, is it very helpful for one session alone, or is it normally a whole series of sessions before someone really achieves what they're looking for? How would you answer that?
Thank you for asking that. That's a good question. I would say that most clients that come and experience that type of session, or even the shorter sessions, which are the ones that you cited a little bit earlier, they are going to have such a radical perspective on what they're presenting that their lives will be different. Now, when the client, normally people do, these are set up in programs of actually 11 months. Because learning the process, learning who you are, learning the languaging of your unconscious, subconscious, and beyond conscious, is not a, you know, it doesn't happen in a second. So it is a learning process, but these are methods and processes that you can take or the client can take and utilize every day in their life and thereafter. So yes, in order to do that deeper, permanent material change in someone's reality, yes, that does entail a longer program.
But
I've had people, you know.
I was going to say, I get the impression it might help to do some study before coming to work with you on what you teach and the various, you know, modalities that you use. Would that be helpful or not? Wouldn't hurt, would it?
Actually not, because oftentimes when I've worked with people who have done a lot of therapy or a lot of work, we're actually having to undo and deconstruct a lot of the methods that the defense system has grabbed onto to expand itself and become more sophisticated and adaptive. So someone coming in, you know, kind of absolutely cold is oftentimes better because they, you know, don't have any preconceived ideas or don't have those defense system tools reinforcing what was, you know, their past.
You know, I'm interested to know, what would a session with you be like? If I were to go into a session with you and, you know, we're Zooming or whatever, and the session would begin, what do you do? How does it start?
Initially, it does start as a traditional back and forth talk therapy, but it's when the issue is presented, whatever it is, let's say someone's coming in and they had a terrible argument with their spouse. And when we're working a little bit more deeply, it's some certain statements are formed. It really made me angry that he blank or that she blank. And as we're going through that process, it's repeated and repeated in such a way that we are able to bypass that defense system that I was referring to, and there's much more to it. But eventually they are learning how those clues and bites of information that show up as we're going through this process really are the kind of keys that help unlock the root, as I said, or the place in the body or energy field where this trauma issue challenge fits. So then we go into deeper energetics. All my training in energetics and shamanic practices, et cetera, come forward, and we're really, people are moving into altered states of consciousness where they're accessing deeper levels of themselves. And then it feels, it may feel like some that they're falling asleep or they're in a halfway dream state. And as they then come back into this three-dimensional world by, you know, that all that process being integrated, they're actually, I have physically seen people's face and eyes change. And when I invite them to step into the bathroom and look at themselves in the mirror, they too are rather shocked at how different the face looks. Because, you know, once you have access to those parts in you, a lot of the fear falls away. A lot of the hiding of oneself falls away. And you're able to be more of who you are without the concerns and fears and hesitations that we often all experience.
You know, you use many different methods to help people. And I'm wondering, it sounds like they might even go into a trance, maybe kind of like a trance. Is it easy to do that if you're doing it on Zoom? I mean, did they get that deeply into it?
Yes, they do, because energy has no bounds. It doesn't have any limitations. Now we're getting into a little bit more of physics and, you know, quantum physics where the, you know, and I don't know if you've ever heard of entanglement where, you know, one molecule can correspond to another molecule halfway across the world because they are entangled. So much the same, the energy that we're working with, the field with which we're working in, is not limited by phone or electronics or time or space, frankly. So, and yes, to answer your question, when I'm referring to altered states, it is a semi-trance or trance state, but it's not something I'm doing to them as much as this is coming from within.
I get you. I understand that. I'm interested in asking you to give me some ideas of success stories of clients that you've worked with who, you know, they really had problems when they came to you for help. And after working with you for a while, things really change with them. You must have many of those kinds of stories. Could you give me an example of someone that you worked with for a while, maybe not a lengthy time, On the other hand, maybe somebody you've been working with for several years, but they've really been helped. How could you help me there?
Yes. Well, I would say for the most part, particularly those that have worked with me for a couple few years, they're literally walking around in a full state of themselves in, I know this kind of sounds crazy, but in a blissful state. And they're not denying reality or creating a false state of themselves. But they have come to, you know the phrase, to be so comfortable in your own skin. And many people desire that. And this is someone who has come to know, and we're back to Socrates, know thyself, which is what all of my work is based in, someone who knows themselves so well. They know who they are. They know who they're not. They've come to love themselves truly, not from an intellectual perspective, but from a deep, true state of love and admiration and recognition for who they are in all aspects of their life, in the mistakes and in the choices that they've made in the past that have perhaps caused harm to other people. But when you widen the picture, widen the camera enough, they realize that it is all part and parcel of the design to bring them to this deeper state of being. And this is what consciousness, everybody's talking about enlightenment consciousness. To be truly conscious means that you must know yourself within at such a level that you are aware of what you're doing all day, every day. You're following your what's referred to as intuition, but this is actually a much deeper level of what I refer to as the innate, a direct line of communication to your soul. So when you go to make a choice in life, whether it's in work or relationships, you are referring to those deeper places within you and your own soul. And so then you are making that choice that is ideal for you, and things just fall in place. You know, Goethe had that fabulous quote of, when you make a decision, when you make a choice, the entire universe, and I'm I'm paraphrasing here, the entire universe comes to meet you. And that's exactly what happens. My clients, need something or would like to explore something, and within 48 hours, the opportunity is there. They want to meet someone, or they want to expand their work relationship, and the opportunity is there within 48 hours or less. So they're walking in a cooperative, collaborative, connective relationship with the earth, nature, the universe, their deeper self, and their, let's call them, spiritual helpers, if you will. So there's a whole team, and you're not walking alone.
You've helped change their life. I mean, it really ends up making a big difference in their life, doesn't it? No question about it.
Yes, not only in their life, but what happens is it's like puzzle pieces. When two patterns fit together, be it the spouses, be it a parent and child, be it, my client being the child and their parent or extended family. And when you change the shape of that puzzle piece, it no longer fits in with the others around you insofar as repetitive patterns. So now the
Andrea, I hate to interrupt you, but we've got to go. I want everybody to know your website, AppliedUniversalAlchemy.com. AppliedUniversalAlchemy.com. Go there. It's an amazing website. You will learn a lot, and you'll know how to get in touch with Andrea Riegel if you go there. Andrea, I wish we had more time. Been great talking to you. Thanks for helping me understand a little bit more about what you do. It's an amazing world you're in. No question about it. Thank you, Matt. All righty.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn, everybody. See you next time. Till then, take care, and bye for now.